Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and soul family. I am with you today to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ consciousness on earth right now. From my point of view, the birthing of Christ consciousness is happening right now through you. I was on earth 2000 years ago as a messenger. I represented the Christ energy, and you were there to receive it. Many of you were alive at that time or around that time, and my coming to Earth was a collective effort. It was something we did together. And you were and are now the channel for the Christ consciousness throughout the centuries. This energy is coming down, is being channeled down to earth through human beings who open their hearts and let go of fear-based or ego-based awareness. The essence of Christ consciousness is to live, to think, and to feel from the heart. And this is something entirely new. When you look at collective consciousness on Earth, insofar as it's based on fear, ego, control, it vibrates at a frequency which is, which creates disharmony and destruction, because it does not recognize the oneness of all that lives, all that is. Ego-based consciousness is at odds, is in contradiction with creation itself. Any creation can only flourish when it recognizes the oneness of all beings that are involved in that creation. The moment the beings feel separate from each other and start to struggle with each other, then disharmony, destruction, war will follow eventually. So the consciousness, the heart-based consciousness that is being birthed through you is the frequency of creation itself, divine creation, creation that brings life, not death. So I'm inviting you today to connect with the Christ energy inside your heart, and to feel that it truly brings in something new. Earth has been in the grip of fear-based consciousness for a very long time. It has become normal. Fear-based consciousness is what humanity has known for many, many centuries. And I'm asking you to feel the flame of truth inside the Christ energy. It is something new on earth, yet at the same time, it is the heart of creation itself. It is divinity itself. Feel the truth of it. And feel how at this time, a time of crisis and destruction, feel how much it is needed and how humanity is craving for this original flame of truth, the only flame that gives meaning to life. And you are a carrier of this flame. There is a fire inside of you, your soul's fire, and the origin of this fire is Christ consciousness. Your souls have already crossed the point of no return. When you incarnated in this life, you already chose the Christ energy as your purpose, your goal. You wanted to bring down, to embody this frequency on earth in this life. And you knew beforehand that you were going to face some serious challenges on your way. And it wasn't so much challenges from the outside, but you had to deal with your own inner darkness, your demons, partly resulting from previous lifetimes. And you are here now to light the fire of the Christ energy inside your heart and to live from that frequency. And I'd like to speak a bit more about the nature of this inner fire. As on the soul level, you already are deeply connected with the heart-based frequency. But when you come down to earth and you are as a young child, you are influenced by your parents, the environment, your upbringing, school and work. So you become immersed in ego-based awareness, the traditional collective energy, and you tend to forget about yourself. Or you notice that you don't fit in, but you don't know how to make sense of this being different, not fitting in. You feel lonely, misunderstood, and sometimes you just try to fit in, even though deep down you know it won't work. And so you become divided in two parts. The part that wants to fit in and the part that feels different. And then an inner struggle arises. And when you give in too much to the part that wants to be like others, that wants to fit in, then at some point in your life, you become insecure, you become disconnected from your true self. You may become depressed or not knowing what your life is about. Life seems to lack true meaning. And this is because you're not listening to the calling of your soul. There is inside you this awakened fire, the flame of truth, I called it, which is about the Christ energy. And when you deviate too much from it, then you start to feel not well, and you may even get ill or seriously depressed, because when you do not connect with your soul while being on earth, things don't flow in your life. You feel stuck. And this is your soul's way of telling you that you're not on track, that you are not doing what you wanted to do in this lifetime. And I'm asking you now again to connect with the flame of the Christ energy in your heart and to feel its warmth and its clarity. It is a flame, a fire, which clarifies and leaves no illusions. It is bright. It is honest and pure. And it invites you to remember yourself and let go of fitting in, wanting to be like others, and also let go of struggling with this world, struggling with ego-based consciousness, because the struggle also makes you forget yourself. You can spend your whole life struggling with this world, but the true meaning of the Christ fire within is not to battle, to struggle, to conquer. It's like you listen to an entirely new melody, a music that is not of this world. And it is a frequency of joy and lightness that belongs to this inner flame. And joy and lightness are not superficial at all. You will not deny the world's pain and injustice and suffering when you tune into this frequency of joy and lightness. When you rise above the frequency of fear, control, power, you feel the natural lightness and joy of being alive, of being part of a much bigger whole, of being divine. And so allow this joy and lightness to flow through you right now, on this day, the day on which you celebrate the birth of Christ consciousness. Allow it to be born inside of you. And welcome the fire within that is already awake inside your soul and wants to flow through your earthly being, your personality as well. And feel it energetically flowing inside your heart, through your stomach and abdomen. Through your legs and arms. And allow it to flow through your head, your third eye and crown chakra. Listen to this frequency of the heart, which is a frequency of lightness, ease, and joy. And ask yourself now, what does my soul want to create in my life? Your soul is always deeply creative. Feel the light, the power of the light inside your soul and in your heart. This light is part of the Christ energy. It flows and operates from the level of the heart. And so to listen to this frequency means you stop trying to create with willpower and you start to create from an open heart, listening to what wants to happen right now. The Christ energy is a highly intelligent and creative energy. It is when you align with it, you at the same time connect with a larger network of souls who are part of a collective effort, a collective creation. You don't stand alone anymore. And when you connect to this larger field, you have to let go of wanting to control things, because you cannot know with your human mind what wants to be created through you. So you have to surrender to whatever feels joyful, light. You have to surrender to your intuition rather than your mind. And this goes against all that you have been taught in school. It goes against the traditional ego-based way of surviving and dealing with life. It sounds very easy to say that you need to trust your heart. In truth, it's a big challenge for the part of you that has absorbed fear-based frequencies deeply. So I'm asking you to trust the heart-based fire inside of you, the flame within, the flame of truth. And imagine that there's a part of you that feels very afraid and reluctant to allow this fire, this flame inside, to take over. And you may see this part of you that is resisting, that is reluctant, as a child, an inner child. And its eyes are full of fear and hesitation because it has been hurt in the past. It doesn't trust so easily. It is part of the old times. It's your wound. It's where you feel very vulnerable and wounded and therefore have taught yourself certain survival skills which may have been useful for some time but are now working against you. They form a barrier and prevent you from lighting this fire within, from crossing over to heart-based frequency while being in human body. So this child is, in some way, it constitutes a problem, but in another way, it is a part of you that is full of life, trying to make the best of it. So it's important you understand this part of you, the part that is wounded, resists the new, wants to hide or wants to not open up. Look at this child within and tell her or him, first of all, that you understand and that you feel compassion and that you will not try to change it or push it or punish it. So when you truly approach yourself from the heart, you do not judge yourself and you invite this child to be with you. You accept it and you ask, how can I make you feel safe again? And allow the child to speak to you, to tell you what it needs, to tell you what is its worst fear. And tell him or her, I see you, I feel you, and I will not abandon you. When you, as a human being, are trying to survive and trying to fit in, you learn certain survival skills. And when you are in them, when you are strongly identified with those survival skills, you cannot also really pay attention to the inner child, to your wounds, your vulnerability. You are trying to be tough, you're trying to survive. And so in most of you, the inner child is neglected. And so I'm asking you to make space and to surround this inner child with respect and tenderness so that it truly feels that it matters and that it's a worthy part of you. It's the essence of Christ consciousness to include, not to exclude. And when you embrace this wounded child with love, the Christ energy within becomes stronger. And imagine you carry this child inside your heart. And now you stand in the middle of the inner flame inside your heart, the flame of truth, the flame of Christ consciousness, and you feel that you truly can start to create from a sense of joy and lightness instead of just trying to survive. This is truly possible. It's not naive, it's not unrealistic. True creativity is always supposed to flow with ease. Like the wind is behind your back instead of you struggling against it. I'm asking you to celebrate today the birth of Christ consciousness in you and many others now alive on earth. Even if you don't know them, you are connected in this bigger field of hope and inspiration and heartfelt connection. Feel it right now. Time and space are not really that important. The connection goes beyond this. Feel how the Christ energy is entering the dimension of Earth. And it's like little seeds. It takes time for them to sprout and grow. But it is happening right now, underground. And you are part of this process. Because it seems largely invisible, you sometimes lose faith. You think that nothing is happening. But I'm telling you, something is happening. You are not alone. Have faith in this birthing process. And celebrate it with me today. Thank you for being here. I love you all deeply. Be in light and enjoy. Thank you.